Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to the best people I know, and that would be you. And whether you're listening live or on replay, we appreciate you. You are making this show a success, and without you here and sharing the show and listening and supporting our guests, we couldn't do this free service. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Feeling the love through the airwaves, big love hugs, so appreciate you. And really proud and excited. We're almost to 12,000 listeners. We've ranked in the top 1 to 2%, a lot of days in a lot of number of categories. So we're really excited and syndicated now in some different radio stations, AM. It's just a lot of fun, and I'm hoping that you will work to keep us going and growing. And today we are going to talk about dealing with difficult people with an expert that's internationally known. He's awesome, E.G. Sebastian. I'm going to read his bio to you and really grateful to have him on today. I just wanted to let you know that the first annual Motivation Marathon is scheduled for June 11th. It is going to be so fantastic. Great speakers. You can sign up. It's free. Get those free gifts. But the nice thing about this free teleseminar, it's not going to be one of those bait and switch things where it's just a big infomercial. This is going to be tools, tools, tools you can use and trust with fun people that are credible. So go right now, before you forget, to motivationmarathon.com. That's all one word, motivationmarathon.com. It's an actual website. You can see each detailed speaker so that you know that these are really great people that you can believe in and you'll want to listen to them, and you can sign up right there and get ready to join us. You get the replay if you can't listen live. So motivationmarathon.com. Marcus is a favorite, and follow us here on BTR to get the worry-free updates because we are adding a lot of shows in addition to Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I am now ready to take a breath. Okay, so E.G. Sebastian, talking about the difficult people, he is a really awesome man. He's a father of three beautiful children. He is a great husband. He loves his life, his wife, his children, his job, his career, and he's helping thousands of people, and now he's going to help us today. So E.G. Sebastian speaks six languages, and he presents major seminars in four languages, English, Spanish, Hungarian, and Romanian. But today you're only going to need to hear one language from him, and that's how to successfully deal with difficult people, and we all probably have a few of those in our life. E.G. Sebastian is a dynamic speaker who never fails to keep his audience engaged with his high-value presentations, humor, and interaction with his participants. His years of management experience, linked with his more than 15-year experience as a motivator and personal coach, make him the speaker of choice for programs related to personal and professional growth. E.G. started his professional career in 1990 at the age of 23 as the general manager and 49% owner of the Chinese-Hungarian joint venture, which was an export-import company, which he successfully managed until 1995. In the following years, E.G. shifted his career into his area of passion, which is public speaking and performance coaching. E.G. is the past area governor for two consecutive years of Toastmasters International. Okay, for those of you who know Toastmasters that are in the speaking circuit, you have to be really good to be the area governor of this. It's a nonprofit organization that helps individuals develop public speaking and leadership skills. And he also has a bachelor's degree in business management. He's a certified Empowered Coach, and he is an Inscape certified DISC behavioral system trainer. As a speaker and personal coach in the past 17 years, EJ has contributed to the success of thousands of individuals. He's collected his findings in the area of performance enhancement and professional relationship building in his book, Communication Skills Magic, which is a step-by-step strategy to improve your personal and professional relationships. And I have that up there. You can get it on Amazon. And you can also connect with EJ at EJPerformanceSolutions.com. And it's my privilege and pleasure today to introduce everybody and welcome EJ. Hi, EJ. How you doing?
Hi. Thank you for having me at the show. I've been following your show for a long, long time. We are in the same, in one of, at least one LinkedIn group on the coaches support group. And so I always see your shows. I'm always clicking on, checking out your, you have some always very interesting guests, very great topics. So I really enjoy your show. So I said, one day I want to be on her show, and here I am. So I feel honored.
Oh, listen, hey, big love hugs through the phone wire. I'm telling you, best people we know stick together. We are like the Mutual Admiration Society team members. And I am a big admirer of you. I do love you. You have a great sense of humor, and you're really honest, and you just cut it to the chase. Let's just get the real deal, the naked truth. And you really have some great topics. And I think the difficult people topic is one that a lot are going to want to hear. But just, you know, how did you become interested in this topic? Maybe we can start out with that.
Well, I grew up in a big city in Romania, in Transylvania, and in an apartment complex. So we had about, I don't know, 10,000 neighbors, lots of kids in the streets, and I got beat up at home, lots of spanking, and I got beat up in the streets every day, sometimes a couple of times a day, and, you know, little things like this tend to leave a mark on you. So, but I also noticed early on that some families, you know, the family members got along really, really well, and there was lots of love and peace and all that, while other families, I'm sure that there was love, but there was lots of fighting and arguments and all that. So I was wondering, why was this difference? So luckily, my mom gave me a great gift, the gift of loving books. And I learned early on that you can find answers from books virtually to anything. And as I was a really antisocial kid and got into fights every day, and I longed to have friends and be able to communicate with others more effectively, I started reading books on communication and behavior and personal development at about age 10. And I became an addict. I mean, I was devouring books one after another. And I read probably 500-plus books on personal development and, most importantly, on behavior and communication. So it just it's a matter of time when you read so much on something like this. And, of course, as I grew up, I went to seminars and bought cassettes, tapes, CDs, DVDs, and all that. It's just given that after a while you just start teaching these things. So I always wished that one day I could help others in trouble, like I was in trouble as a kid and a teenager also for a while. I wish that one day I will be able to impact people and help them improve their communication skills and relationship skills, because, God, it makes a giant difference in your life if you can communicate effectively and you're not perceived as a difficult person.
Yeah, you know, you just said so many things that I think are really important for us to pause on and really embrace and integrate into our own lives. Number one, you started talking about the solutions to the problem because of your personal experience, and you had a passion for it, you loved it, and you had a genuine heart that wanted to help somebody else avoid those, I guess you could call, I mean, terrible things you're talking about, getting beat up, picked on, and all that, just terrible stuff. And I think that that's really something that we should try to emulate, you know, from you as a great mentor today. And then the second thing is that you really researched it and, you know, you really educated yourself on it. And I think that's another great tip that we can take away. And for whatever it's worth, I just love that you're sharing the love of your mom and that, because there's so many people that we need to be grateful for that have helped us along the way to make us who we are. And I love that you share that in an authentic way, and I'm thinking that maybe some of us listening today can really, you know, hold on to that and remember that that's going to help us deal with difficult people and enjoy our own life. And as you said, you know, when we communicate better, it just helps everything. So let's, you know, nobody's singing Kumbaya every single day. We wish that everybody was. We have a lot of listeners here that are heart-centered entrepreneurs who are really dedicated to their own spiritual and personal growth. But, you know, just continue to lead us through this wonderful interview and tell us why you have found that people are difficult, and maybe some sort of a test that's less subjective and more objective that we can use when we think we've got somebody that's going to be a problem to deal with, and then we can go on from there, because you have a lot of great solutions to share with us today.
We are not born with communication skills, right? Of course, we learn to talk from our parents, but just because we can speak, it doesn't mean that we can communicate. And just to tie it back a little bit to my previous statements, both of my parents loved me very much, and I felt it throughout my childhood. But they were raised in the belief that you know, a good spanking, you know, never killed a kid or something like that, because you know, it was almost a daily happening that I got spanked. And they say that abused kids, because that's how they call it, they become abusive parents. But right, I because of my studying communication skills, and because of the understanding that abused children become abusive parents, I decided that I will not be an abusive parent. So my kids never get spanked, yelled at, but I rarely raise my voice. And because I took the time to study communication skills, I'm married for 15 years, and I'm very proud to say, number one, I love my wife today more than I loved her in the first years. And
oh, everybody listening, did you hear that? Let's repeat and recycle that happiness. I love that. Say that again, E.G.
I love my wife today more than I loved her in the first years.
Oh, that's great.
She's my best friend, really. And I'm proud to say that in 15 years, we had about, 20 fights. And even on those 20 fights, we did not throw nasty words at each other. And none of those fights lasted longer than maybe 2 minutes. And we didn't scream. We just lost our tempers a little bit. And we are not mishy-mushy little people who, you know, hold hands and sing Kumbaya. But before I married her, I said, you know, we are two intelligent adults. If we will have problems, let's discuss them. Let's not be like lots of people out there who throw words at each other and scream at each other. Let's discuss them. If you can do that, I will marry you. If we cannot do that, you know, I'm not interested in getting in a relationship where, you know, I found growing up that the norm was that people argue. And even today, when I coach people, they say, well, arguing is part of being married. It's just normal. And I'm shocked each time I hear that, because, no, it's not normal. Arguing, fighting, throwing, you know, words at each other, hurtful words, is just not normal. But most people are difficult because we learn our communication skills from our parents, from our environment, and very few of us take the time to really learn how to develop relationships, how to communicate effectively. And so most often we are just perceived as difficult. The truth is that most people around you are not difficult. They just do what they were wired to do, or because of their values. But truly, most people, they are not difficult. They are just simply different. And when you learn to recognize that, then you will lose, you will you will have about 80% less difficult people around you.
Mm, that's a really great, you know, I really just want to reframe that again, because it's really great. If we can just right now, if we can say, hey, this person may not be difficult, but different, you know,
mm-hmm.
that really detaches the emotion, for me anyway, of being defensive or wanting to, you know, the ego to set in and wanting to say I'm right or you're wrong and all of that. We have to let that go. And that's such a great way of letting that negative emotion go by saying this person is different, not necessarily difficult, not necessarily out to get me, but it always gets back to that communication. And, you know, you have coached so many people, and really asking somebody the questions and saying, do you think this is normal? I mean, I think if somebody's listening right now and in their heart they feel, maybe they're listening because they saw the title on the show, Dealing with Difficult People. I have a difficult person. I want to get rid of that person in my life. Right there, isn't that a sign that maybe there's something that could be better? Isn't that the hope that we have for today?
Definitely, definitely, and there is hope, and there is a very simple solution.
Tell us.
Most difficult people around us are difficult because they do not meet our unreasonably high expectations. We have developed through some of it is through wiring. There are four different personality styles, and each personality style has a different focus in life and a different expectation from those around them. And if you don't meet those expectations, then you are on the difficult person list. And some of us, because of our values, upbringing, and lots of other factors, we have a ton of expectations. And I just spoke at the workshop, a two-day workshop, actually, for government employees a couple of weeks ago, and one of the participants, a very, very nice lady, very polite, very kind, smiling. She was one of my favorites because she kept joking with me throughout the 2 days, so it made the whole dynamics of the presentation more interesting. But she was telling me that she works with a bunch of difficult coworkers. Some of them come in the morning, they don't even say good morning, you know? And when they talk, they don't say please, they don't say thank you, and luckily, I had time to do some laser coaching there on the spot, and I helped her understand that not everybody shares her values. She values highly being polite and following communication etiquettes. Some other people, they come to work to just work. They don't care about good morning or about please and, you know, thank you and that kind of thing. They just want to do the job, and getting along means not getting into fights, perhaps. You know, it's different values. Is one right? Is one wrong? No. It's like two train tracks that run forever and never meet. None of them are right or wrong. They're just different. So understanding, that's what I get on my feedback forms most from at least half of the participants. Thank you for helping me understand who I am, and thank you for helping me understand my son, my coworkers. They describe all kind of things, but that acceptance of other people, and acceptance that it's okay to be me, that I'm normal, that takes away a lot of stress. And when you understand that people are simply different, not difficult, they're differently wired, not weird, that takes away a lot of stress.
That's so cute, wired, not weird. That's such. I love your catchy little phrases, EG. You're such a hoot. But, you know, that is really, just listening to you, and I wonder if those people listening in the chat, we have such a busy chat room and so many great people. We have so many regular listeners that are here, and I just want you to know how much I love and appreciate you. They're so fun. They do all these little animations in the chat room. It's really colorful. It's a fun experience. But, you know, that high expectations, that really just removing expectations takes away 50% of the emotional anxiety and stress. But what you said about dealing with difficult people, looking at them as not difficult but different, the train track analogy, love that, and accepting ourselves, that there's nothing wrong with us. you know, it's the train track. It's the 2 feet. You know, you have a left foot and a right foot. One's not right, one's not wrong. They're just different. But they both help you move in the direction you want to go. Mm. And, in sharing what you said about those that you coach, and you coach hundreds, you know, thank you for letting me know who I am. And the more we know ourselves and the more we enjoy our own company, the more we're going to enjoy somebody else's company. And you teach people to do that through managing these expectations and looking at the differences without attaching with a sense of love and acceptance. So I'm just wondering, I could talk to you for hours and hours, and I just want to let people know how to reach you in case they wanted to get a free 30-minute coaching consultation and visit your website. Can you give that to us before we go into a little bit more of the steps that you have for us?
Yes, actually, I need to change that blurb from my website. My website is egsebastian.com,
okay.
or you can go to communicationskillsmagic.com. That's communicationskillsmagic.com, and that's where you can download the 5 chapters of my book. And if you just have those 5 chapters of my book, that will help you understand yourself and understand those around you, easily recognize the different personality styles, communicate them in their language. It will take away literally about 80% of the difficult people from your life.
Okay, so here's an action plan that you got as a gift for listening today, because you are the best people we know. EG has given you 5 chapters of his book. If you go to communicationskillsmagic.com, you can download his free book, and we can all learn more about this when the show's over, and then we can, like, regroup. We'll have a little reunion again, talking about how much better we feel with these difficult people and how we're dealing with them. So that's great. Let's move on to and you also talk on youth presentations too. I just want to let people know, in case you're a parent out there, you've got kids, teen, or somebody you know that's having issues, because EG is really effective in helping them. So let's go on to the next step. What's the next step that you want to share with us, our next action tip that you have?
Well, just to tie back a little bit to what I said earlier, we all, or most of us, and when I say most of us, about 99.73%, walk around with a bunch of insecurities. And I got involved with personality styles. Actually, I read about personality styles many years ago, probably 30 years ago or more, and it helped me understand a little better myself. But when I got familiar with the DISC behavioral model, it was so simple and so common sense that it helped me understand me and instantly helped me understand that it was okay to be me. And all those insecurities that I had before, up till that day, just disappeared. So just that one benefit improved me as a person, because I could walk more confidently and look into people's eyes, not feeling that I was less, because I was I love to joke a lot. I love to talk. I have lots of stories. I'm not as focused as some other people, and I thought that I was less because of that. Some people are so detail-oriented, and they can be so careful, and I cannot be. I'm a mess. My desk is a mess often, and I work on about 5 things at a time, and I will complete about 3 of them. So I always thought that I was less than those who can be just focused and work on one thing and all that. I also cry at sad movies. If I hit a dog or a cat or a squirrel with my car, I'd be depressed for weeks.
Me too. I think we have that in common.
Yeah.
I get so upset about that. I have 2 mini schnauzers, and I'm telling you, they're like my kids. I get very emotional when I watch movies like that. So I'm glad to hear you've echoed that. So, and maybe somebody listening feels the same. So thank you for that.
Yeah. When I saw the movie Ghost, I was sobbing loudly in the movie theater, and I was so ashamed. So anyway, I realized when I went through the DISC model that my personality style, these are all very normal traits. I'm not crazy. I'm just a different personality style that shares all these traits. And it was a workshop, and they broke us up in 4 groups. And I was with about 15 people of my personality style, and it was just so wonderful to be with people, with these people who were all bubbly and smiling, and they were like, you know, twin brothers and sisters of mine. So it was really great, and learning to understand that, oh, so those people are not jerks and you know, all those labels that we cast upon them. They're just simply different personality styles, because there's this one personality style who tends to be very detail-oriented, very careful. And when they talk to you like this, and they're very serious. And when they look at you like they want to choke you or something. Well, especially to a guy like me who always jokes. I think I was put on this earth to put a smile on people's face. So I try to, you know, lighten up everybody's day. But this certain personality style doesn't appreciate it. So for many years, I got really frustrated with these people, and I wanted sometimes to shake them up and say, wake up, snap out of it, put a smile on that face. But now I understand that actually those people are the ones that I need most in my life, because they possess skills, they have strengths that I do not have. And I told you I love my wife more today than in the first years. Of course I love her more. You see, opposites attract, but once they get married, they attack.
attract and attack. That's too funny.
Yeah, because I saw her so organized, so neat, so, you know, a great listener, everything I was not. And of course, I learned listening skills throughout the years, but as a young man, I wasn't a very good listener. And when I married her, she was driving me nuts with her, you know, everything had to be in their place. And she was just so difficult. I come home, I throw down my jacket, I throw my shoes on, I get down in the arm, I sit down in the armchair and try to watch TV, and she's like, hey, put your shoes on the shoe rack inside the closet, get your jacket and put it on the hanger inside the closet. And I'm like, what? I'm 27 years old or whatever, you know, I mean, for years she was torturing me like this. I'm an adult. If I want to throw down my stuff, I just throw them down, you know. But no, the laundry has to go in the laundry basket. Everything had their place. The kids had to put their toys away. She was driving me nuts. I thought she was OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. But then once I went through this program, luckily almost 10 years ago, I realized that, wow, my wife is not crazy. She's just different. Different personality style, and actually she has all the strengths that complement my strength, and that way together we are a whole, because I provide adventure and fun and all that to the family. She provides structure and order and all that, which if she wasn't that way would not be in my house. I mean, I don't care if the kids leave the toys around, they will play with them again the next day, you know.
So you know, I just think it's really important to make sure that we grasp this concept, because I think it's really powerful that you're giving to us. One of the ways that we can deal with difficult people so that we cannot go crazy is to look at them as an ability to teach us something about ourselves that is going to be a gift for ourselves. So this negative person actually has a positive gift. And I think that flips it around a little bit so that we don't feel so defensive or almost like a victim having to deal with some of these difficult people. Because I guarantee that there's people listening now that have somebody that they work with, somebody in their family. You know, you can't divorce from, you know, every single family member and every person you work with. So we have to learn how to deal with some of these difficult people, and your tips are definitely helping us, and I think your systems, which when we get your book we can read more about. But I'm looking at the timer, and I know that you have some great rules to follow to protect us from some of the most difficult people that we may have in our life, so that we can have a great relationship with everyone around us, enjoy our own company first. And I want to make sure listeners get this, because they are really brilliant. So go start telling us what they are, because they're really cool. Everybody's going to love these.
But there are three basic, I wouldn't call them rules, but tips that I would encourage your listeners to take to heart. Number one is, don't be the difficult person.
That's a good one.
You know, some of us walk around and We are the difficult person, but because of that, we perceive everybody as difficult. If you start to fight with everybody, of course everybody is difficult. So don't be that difficult person. And just follow what Stephen Covey said. Seek first to understand, then to be understood.
First to understand, and then to be understood.
Yes.
Okay, we're all writing that down and putting the sticky note on our mirrors when we start our day. That's a good one, E.G. Thanks.
This says that the listeners, Liz, we are not born. Most of us are not born with the listeners, Liz. Out of the four personalities.
We have to move your cell phone a little bit. Move your phone just a little bit because you're kind of fading in and out. We want tips 2 and 3.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, that's better. Good. Okay.
So, it goes back to listening skills. We are not born with good listening skills, except one of the personality styles. But those are learned. So we all try to get our point across. And nobody hears the other one because we all want to, you know, just I'm right, so I want you to understand why I'm right. That's why the number one tip is make sure that you seek first to understand, and then once you understand the other person, then try to make yourself be understood. And then you will realize that many of the people who you thought as difficult, they are actually right. They have a good point. But if you never listen to them, if you just keep pushing your side on them, you will never find it out. So seek first to understand, then to be understood. Second one is expectations are the mother of all trouble.
Are the mother of all trouble. That is another good one. I'm telling you, we have people in here commenting on all of your phrases attract Mary and that. You got to see this chat room is just happening. I love these people in here. All right, go ahead. Number two. So repeat that one more time.
Yes, so expectations are the mother of all trouble. Have an expectations check. Are your expectations realistic? For example, my wife's expectation was that I be neat and organized and focused as she was. My expectation was that she be funny, spontaneous, and carefree like I was. But because of these expectations, we had some tension in the first years of our marriage. We had the agreement not to fight, and we discussed problems, yes. But it was not a very easy marriage in the first years at times. I mean, because of love and everything, we were a great couple, but oftentimes we bumped into each other because of these unrealistic expectations. So check your expectations. You know, am I judging everybody from the box of my personality styles? Am I trying to make everybody be just like me? And let me just tell you here a 30-second story. In my workshops, I often say, with a show of hands, how many of you believe that it's great to live in a diverse world where everybody thinks and is differently? And everybody raises their hand. There has never been a time when somebody didn't raise their hand. And I say, you know what? You are hypocrites. And then I keep a pause, and I just look around, and you should see the people's faces. I mean, everybody raised their hands. They want to live in a world with diverse behaviors and all that. And then I say, on one hand, you say that you like people to be diverse, to communicate differently, think differently, behave differently. But on the other hand, when somebody is approaching you in a different way, you know, who is not like you, you are thinking, and sometimes you are saying it, why can't you be more normal? Why can't you be more like me, right? So we all think from the box of our personality style. So it's very important to understand those. And once you understand those, you understand that your expectations are, most of your behavioral expectations are totally out of whack. So make sure you download my book, because there you get a very simple way to recognize the four styles. And then you can understand that, okay, from that style, which you easily recognize, I can expect these certain behaviors. I cannot expect them to behave based on my original expectations. So check
and you know, and I think that's really good because, you know, if we can understand those four different styles and see ourselves in them and maybe recognize somebody else, it really takes away that that fear or that intimidation, because it's only the stuff that we don't understand that I think really gets us upset. But what you're helping us do is understand, and right there it takes away 50% of the stress. But, you know, I love how you gave that recommendation about, or the sharing of your story with raising the hand. I don't know why. I was just thinking about somebody, you know, the teacher that's in the classroom saying to her kids, how many of you want to go to heaven? And all the kids raise their hand. And then the one kid doesn't. So the teacher says to the one kid that doesn't raise his hand, you know, why don't you want to go to heaven? And he looks around and he says, well, not if this whole crew's going, you know? And I think about, you know, when you said that, I was thinking of that because it's so funny. We all want diversity. We all want these things. But, you know, then when you said in a funny way, well, the hypocrisy of it all, we really don't. But, you know, the first part to understand and then to be understood, to understand and then to be understood. And the second part, the expectation, is that the mother of all trouble, because expectations are premeditated resentments all day long. And I think that's a great tip for us. But you have a third one as we're coming down to our final minutes, and I want people to hear this one as well.
Yes, and just a correction, it will not take away 50% of your difficult people from around you, but about 80%.
Okay.
I guarantee that.
Well, you told me. That's good. Thank you for clarifying. You're the best,
now,
DJ.
Well, thank you. And the final one really is become a student of effective communication and relationship development. As I said, you know, we are not born with these skills. These are learned skills. Divorce rates are higher than 50%. Bullying and other difficult behaviors in the workplace end up in $1 billion-plus you know, in lawsuits paid out. That's a B with a, I mean, billion with a B. So, you know, just because we taught how to talk, again, that doesn't mean that we can communicate. So take the time and read books on effective communication. Start with downloading my free book. If you want to buy it on Amazon, go to Amazon and get it. And go to the library and buy books, read books. Listen to radio shows. I mean, now we have radio shows where you can listen about, you know, difficult people, effective communication, all kind of things. So take advantage of the free resources, but become a lifelong learner of communication skills, because only and only with good communication skills can you have success in all areas of your life. You can have great technical skills, but if and still be unhappy. If you don't have good communication skills, you will not be successful on the job, and of course you will be extremely unsuccessful at home with your spouse, with your children. So I highly, highly encourage everybody to become lifelong learners. Commit to be a lifelong learner, a lifelong student of communication skills and relationship development.
Yeah, and one of my favorite quotes by Eleanor Roosevelt, you can't make all the mistakes in this life yourself, so learn from others. I mean, you know, you really have to. But just final thoughts on when people apply these tips that you have in dealing with difficult people, and you've helped many deal with them, what can we expect to experience? How are we going to feel? How much happier can we be? I mean, tell us some of the results that you've helped other people achieve that we can achieve as well.
Well, just imagine if suddenly about, you know, 70 to 80% of the conflict was taken away from your life. How would that feel? You know, I had a young lady in her early 60s in one of my workshops, and she had 5 brothers, and she told me that at the end of the presentation, she told me that she was seriously contemplating about breaking up her relationship with her brothers and never talk to them again. Because all her life, she felt like they were pushing her around, they were bossy, they were disrespectful, and all that. And because of my presentation, she understood that she was a steadiness style, a very sweet, kind, personality style. And all her brothers, they were dominant style. They are very fast-paced, outspoken, blunt, pushy kind of people, and there's nothing wrong with that. They are true accomplishers, but because of the differences in personality styles, her perception was that the brothers were disrespecting her, and she wanted to have nothing else to do with them. She said she wanted to live the rest of her life in peace and not have anything to do with them. But because of my workshop, she understood that it was not personal. It was not personal. They were wired that way. They were, God created them that way. They did not mean to be mean with her. And because of her attendance in the workshop that day, I saved her relationship with her brothers. So she was in tears, and I got in tears because it was one of my most beautiful testimonials. But this is the kind of changes that you can experience, that people that you think is really difficult, after you go through my program or my book, or if you get coached by me, you realize that, wow, you know, there was nothing wrong with this relationship. I was just looking from it from a different perspective. And with a little knowledge, now I can see really what it is, and I can move on and have a productive relationship.
You know, in small things, small hinges on doors, small hinges open big doors to new rooms in our life and in the world. And you've just given us so much hope. And I love that 60-year-old example, 60 years young. It's never too late. And, none of us should ever want to give up 5 minutes before that miracle. I truly believe that people that listen to the show, live, replay, all of us, any show, you know, I think that these things are not accidents. I believe that we all have been given these divine appointments to give us everything that we need in that moment. And we can change in any second. In the blink of an eye, life can change. And, you know, if something that you heard today has changed your vision for possibilities, just to even consider that something could be different, something could be better. You know, EG has coached hundreds of people, and he has the actual facts to back them up. You know, these people, you can read his testimonials on his website. Share the show with somebody. Listen to it again. Get EG's book. That's a great gift, 5 chapters on a download. Call him up for a coaching consultation. You know, there are other people out here that can help us be our best, and that's why this show is here, because if you know what it is that you need to do, you know, that's most of it. The problem is that we don't understand that something's available, and once we know that somebody's there that can help us, that teach us that language, then we can step into our greatness, and it opens all new possibilities, you know. And EG, you're just awesome, and I'm so grateful that you came on the show. I hope you'll come back with us.
Well, definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Yep. Okay, well, I got to tell you, we had a happening, we have a lot of regular listeners, and if you're new, we appreciate you being part of the Best People We Know family. We are, guys, you're awesome. It's been a lot of fun seeing everybody in their comments in the chat room, and, you know, it's just so much positive energy, and we all help each other. But before I close out with our closing music, I want to let you know that tomorrow's guest is Sally Felton, and she is a life coach and international speaker. She's won a lot of awards. She's going to talk to us about that taboo subject, depression. So if you know somebody who's been depressed or tune in tomorrow. She's at 10:30 tomorrow morning, and you can speak with her live as well. She comes from a place, her and her husband have dealt with it themselves. So tried and true. She's another diamond jewel in the crown of life. Final thoughts for goodbye on everybody and your website again, EG.
My website is egsebastian.com, and you can reach me at eg@egsebastian.com. And if you know anybody who needs coaching on difficult behaviors, I go into organizations and I coach difficult employees and difficult managers and bullies, really, to change their ways and become more effective communicators. So if you know anybody, refer them to me and I'll be glad to help.
Well, you are a blessing, and you have blessed us, and God continue to bless you and share your one-of-a-kind shine, because you make the world a brighter place. So we appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate EG. Go check him out. Come back and join us today. Share the show with a friend. Find us on iTunes. Rate us if you like the show, and if you have somebody that you want to have on as a guest, let me know, and you can find me at greenskyandbluegrass.com. Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. I love us, and just go out and make it a great day. And remember, in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. Bye. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the
Bye.
Best People
Thank
We
you.
Know radio
Bye,
show with your host,
Bye.
Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.